Welcome to The Late Disciple, a ministry of Truth Seekers Fellowship. Do you believe in angels? Most people do believe, but they have many popular notions about angels. And while many people believe in good angels, they don't believe in evil angels or demons. Join us now as lay teacher Tom Murray continues this series.
Well, I want to welcome you back to our studies. We're dealing with these fallen angelic beings that are called demons. And we raised the question during the end of our last broadcast if we could determine from Scripture how many actual demons or fallen angels there are. Well, if you remember, when we talked about the holy angels or how many angels God created in Job 38 when he created all the angels, there was no finite number, but it numbered in the hundreds of millions and beyond that. Now, let's see if we can find out how many of those angels rebelled and fell and became what we call fallen angels or demons. First of all, there are several indications in our Bible that there is a great number of fallen angels or demons. For example, in the life of Christ, in Mark chapter 5, verses 9 and 15, and also in Luke chapter 8, verse 30, you could read that Jesus cast out a group of demons out of a demoniac, and he asked them, "What's your name?" And they said, "Legion," which means that there was a legion of demons actually indwelling one single person's life. Now, a legion in the Roman Empire under their army consisted of somewhere between 4,000 and 6,000 Roman soldiers. So that in this one man, the demoniac of the Gadarene, there was no less than 4,000 and no more than 6,000 demons in that one person. In Revelation chapter 9, in verse 16, during the tribulation period, there is a group of fallen angels or demons that are being temporarily confined in the abyss that I told you about in our last broadcast. They are being temporarily confined there until a specific moment in the tribulation period, covered in Revelation 9:16, where they are released to do a specific task during that tribulation. And Revelation 9:16 specifically tells us that there are 200 million of them just in that particular group of demons who are waiting for that moment in time. Now, as I told you, the exact number of demons is not given to us in Scripture, but we can determine what percentage of all the angels that God ever created actually fell and became demons. We can find that answer in the book of Revelation in chapter 12, verses 3 and 4. It says this, "And there was seen another sign in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his heads 7 diadems. And his tail draweth the third part of the stars of heaven, and cast them to the earth. And the dragon standeth before the woman that is about to be delivered, that when she is delivered, he may devour her child." Now, my purpose in this study is not to explain the book of Revelation. If you're interested in really understanding that book, you might be interested in getting our tape series with our outline from our resource library and studying the book of Revelation for yourself. I might just tell you as an aside that the book of Revelation is the 70th week in the prophecy of the prophet Daniel in the Old Testament. So it may be that if you're really interested in really understanding Revelation, you probably need to get our study series on the book of Daniel with that outline first, because the Revelation just is the 70th week of Daniel. And it would help you if you understood what Daniel had to say before you studied the book of Revelation. However, this particular passage that I just read to you in Revelation states that the dragon, who is Satan, drew with him 1/3 of the stars of heaven. Whenever you see the word star used symbolically in your Bible, without exception, it will always be the symbol for an angel. The fact that Satan drew 1/3 of the stars tells us that of the entire number of angels that God created when he created them in the Job record, 1/3 of the angels actually believed Satan's lie and joined him in his original rebellion and revolt against God. So 1/3 of all the original angels created by God became fallen angels or demons. Now 2/3 of the angels remained loyal to God, but 1/3 of the angels changed their allegiance from God to Satan himself. So while we don't know the finite number of demons from the Bible, we know that they represent 1/3 of all the angelic hosts that God ever created. So if anyone asks you, how many demons are there? The only answer you could give them is it's innumerable, that it cannot be numbered. And according to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 to 24, we are told that there was an innumerable number of angels created by God at his creation of the angelic host. Now, of this original innumerable host, 1/3 rebelled. So, 1/3 is really a large percentage, a large number, when you consider that the total group of angels was innumerable. So there are a great number of demons, but we don't know the exact number. Now, God, who is not the author of confusion, in his creation, had the angels organized into specific orders, ranks, and functions. And Satan organizes his kingdom the same way. He plays the role of God, and he has all of his angels organized into specific ranks and powers and functions. He counterfeits everything that God does. Now remember, when 1/3 of the angels fell with Lucifer, he wasn't the only cherub that fell. Other cherubs fell with him. Other seraphs fell with him. And common angels also rebelled with him. Now, Satan has organized his fallen angels in a manner similar to the way God has organized his holy angels. And just as God has given his holy angels titles and ranks and functions, Satan has given his unholy angels titles and ranks and functions. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 24, you'll find the Apostle Paul speaking of three different ranks in the organizations of angels. He says that first in the organization there are rulers. Then he says there are authorities. And finally he says there are powers. If you turn to his book of Ephesians, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, he lists powers, principalities, and world rulers. In Paul's book to the Colossians in chapter 2, verse 15, Paul mentions principalities and powers. Now, all of these titles that Paul uses really are telling you the organization not only of the holy angels, but the organization within the unholy or the demonic angels. Now, the Old Testament talks about demons, and it talks about demons that function as rulers over nations. You'll find one of those in Daniel chapter 10, verses 13 to 20, where Daniel talks about the prince of the kingdom of Persia, but he isn't talking about the human prince of Persia. He's talking about the demonic prince of the nation of Persia, the fallen demonic angel that Satan has assigned over the nation of Persia at the time that Daniel was living and writing. And then in Daniel 10:20, he talks about the prince of Greece. And this prince is not just the human ruler over Greece, but Daniel is referring to the demon that is called a prince of Satan. That is, he is a high-ranking demonic being that Satan has made over the nation of Greece to influence that nation to serve him and not to serve God. So what is obvious if we study the scriptures about angels is that the organization, both for the holy angels and for the demonic angels, is essentially the same, while their purpose is totally contradictory. Holy angels are about carrying out the will of God, and the demonic angels are about carrying out the will of Satan. Now, Satan and all the demons were once part of God's divine order, and they were carrying out God's will and God's kingdom, but they rebelled against that. But before they rebelled and left, they were totally aware of how that organization of God's angels worked, and they simply copied that when they set up their own rival kingdom to God's. So all the titles that we find for demons in our New Testament are the same titles that God uses for his holy angels. That's why we are told that Satan is a counterfeiter. Now let's see, in the little time that we have left, and we have a little over a minute in this broadcast, if we can begin to talk a little bit about the characteristics of demons. That is, what can we know about demons and what are they like? Demons are actually, if you will, the totally opposite of God. God is holy, they are totally unholy. If you were to look at a holy angel, he is sinless, while the demons are the very definition of sin or lawlessness. Holy angels are pure, while demonic angels are defiled and corrupt from their core. Now, there are four things that you can know about these demons, what they're like. And the first thing I can tell you in just the minute that we have is that these demons are actually spirit beings. They are angelic beings. In fact, demons and what are called unclean spirits in the Bible are one and the same thing. Now, you can prove that by comparing parallel counts in the New Testament, and I think I'll do some of that for you in our next broadcast. So why don't you come back and I'll teach you as much as you need to know about the characteristics of these unclean angels, these fallen rebellious creatures that we call demons and God calls evil spirits. See you then.
Thank you, Tom. Well, I hope that these programs are helping you mature in Christ and to better understand the spiritual warfare taking place around us. If you'd like a cassette copy of this program or you'd like information on one of our Bible studies, call us at Truth Seekers Fellowship. In Memphis, the number is 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, call us toll-free at 866-685-3385. You can also contact us through our new website at www.milktomeat.org, where you'll find helpful information, ministry tools, and even audio files of the radio programs. Now, make plans to join us again right here for The Lay Disciple.